Now we are discussing point number 22. What is the opinion of our Guru Varga? Our Guru Varga has two opinions, one according to theory or tattva, another according to Ras Vichar. First, we will discuss about tattva. In tattva, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur explained in one slok, Amnayo praha tattam harimiha paramam sarva shaktiṃ rasabdhiṃ tad bhinnaṃ saṃśca jīvan prakriti kavalitan tad vimuktaṃśca bhāvat bheda-bheda prakāsam sakalampi hare sadhanam suddha bhaktim saddham tat pritim ipetupadasati janān gaura chandra svayaṃsa. Swayam Bhagavan Sri Gaurachandra has herein instructed 10 distinct tattvas, means fundamental truths, to the faithful jivas. This first of these is Praman Tattva, and the remaining 9 are Prameya Tattva. First, you should understand the meaning of Praman, that subject which is established by Praman. Evidence of proof is known as Prameya, that which is proved in within bracket. And that by which Prameya is proved is known as Praman. I am quoting from Jivadharma, chapter 300, last 2 line to 301, beginning 5 lines have to quoted. After that, Praman. You can quote this slok from Jivadharma, page 300. That Praman Sri Krishna is absolute truth. Amnayapra tattam harimiya paramam. That Krishna is absolute truth. Our Adi Guru, four-headed Brahma, is told in his Brahma Sangita, Chapter 5, Slok number 1. Isharaha Paramakrishna Satchidananda Vigraha Anadiradi Govinda Sarvakarana Karanam. And Krishna told to Arjun in so many places. মত্ত পরতরং নান্নত শ্লোক নম্বর চ্যাপ্টার নম্বর সেভেন শ্লোক নম্বর সেভেন তত্ত্বম হরিমিহ পরমম কৃষ্ণ টোল টু অর্জুন ও অর্জুন মত্তপরতরং নান্যত কিঞ্চিদস্তি ধনঞ্জয় ময়ি সর্বমিদম প্রোতং সূত্রেমণি গণাইব ট্রান্সলেশন ও ধনঞ্জয় দ্যাট ইজ নাথিং সুপিরিয়ার টু মি দি সোল ইউনিভার্স ডিপেন্ডেন্ট অন মি লাইক জুয়েল স্ট্রং অন এ থ্রেড দেন হ্যাভ টু copy from Bhavanuvad of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, have wrote Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has told like this, that is Bhavanuvad. After that, our beloved Gurudev told this about this sloka, then Prakashika Vritti. বিগিনিং অফ ব্রহ্মসংহিতা ঈশ্বর পরম কৃষ্ণ সচ্চিদানন্দ বিগ্রহ অনাদি আদি গোবিন্দ সর্বকারণ কারণম ভার্স নম্বর ওয়ান প্লিজ টাইপ দ্য ট্রান্সলেশন অ্যান্ড পারপোর্ট বাই শিল ভক্তি বিনোদ ঠাকুর তাৎপর্য ব্রহ্মসংহিতা পেজ নম্বর 32 to 34 About this, someone can think that there are so many gods. So why Brahmaji is telling about Krishna, Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha? So for that, this question may arise in future. So our Adiguru Brahmaji has take out this doubt in beginning. Verse number 39 Brahma Sangita. Ramadi Murti Sukala Niyomina Tishthan Nanavataram Akarit Bhuvani Sukintu. In this slok, Krishnam Sayama Sayam Samabhavat Parama Pumanjo Govindamadi Purusam Tamaham Bhajami. Then translation and টিকা ট্রান্সলেট আই ক্যান টেল জীব গোস্বামী হ্যাজ এক্সপ্লেইন লাইক দিস আফটার দ্যাট তাৎপর্য ছিল ভক্তি হিসাবে স্টোর লাইক দিস হ্যাভ টু টাইপ দিস ভাগবতম অলসো টোল্ড এতে চাংস কলা পুংস কৃষ্ণস্তু ভগবান স্বয়ং ইন্দ্রারি ব্যাকুলং লোকং মৃড়য়ন্তি যুগে যুগে
श्रीमद् भागवतम फर्स्ट कैंटो थर्ड चैप्टर 28 टाइप ऑफ द श्लोक एंड ट्रांसलेशन फ्रॉम इंग्लिश भागवत नाउ सर्वशक्ति मीन कृष्ण इज सर्वशक्तिमान श्री कृष्ण इज द पोजेसर ऑफ ऑल पोटेंसी इट मीन्स इन शतशतर उपनिषद न तस्य कार्यं करणं च विद्यते न तत्समस्य अधिकस्य विदिश्यते परास्य शक्तिर्विविधैव श्रूयते स्वाभाविकी ज्ञानबल क्रिया च इन सुप्रीम पर्सनल गॉड हेड ही हैज नो मटेरियल एक्शन बिकॉज ही सेंसेस लाइक hands and feet, these senses are not material like ourselves. By his eternal body, he can be omnipresent everywhere. So no one is greater than him, no one is equal to him. He has so many potencies. Among these three are prominent Gyan means Sambit, Bal means Sandhini, Kriya means Ladini. So he is Sarvasaktim. Now Akhilara Samrita Sindhu Krishna il Akhil Rasamrita Sindhu, the ocean of, he is the ocean of nectar mellows. Srila Rupa Goswami Pad has explained in his invocation sloka of Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Akhil Rasamrita Murti, Pasri Mararu Chirudha Taraka Pali, Kalito Samalalita Dhaptayan Vidurjayati have a type from Bhakti Samit Sindhu in Vocation Slok. Moreover, we know that Krishna is connoisseur, enjoyer of all mellows. Although it mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam when Krishna came to Mathura, then he entered the arena of Kamsa. That is mentioned Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 43, Slok number 17. Mallana Masani Nrinang Naravarah, Strinang Smaro Murtiman, Gopanang Sajana Satang, Chitipujang, Sasta Sapitru Sisu, Mrittur Bhajapati Virata Vidusang, Tattang Parang Joginang, Bristinang Paradavadati, Viditurang Gangata Sagraja. Can copy from English Bhagavat. Moreover, this slok that Krishna is connoisseur or tester of enjoyer of mellows, Srila Rupa Goswami Pad has composed one slok by himself in Bhakti Samita Sindhu, reference number 4884. Rupa Goswami gave us one new thing, that Krishna is ashray of all rasas also, not only Vishay. So he composed new slok which even Bhagavat not showed to us. Srila Rupa Goswami Pad being mercifully composed one slok in Bhakti Samit Sindhu. The previous one also Bhakti Samit Sindhu 4884 and this one 4885. Have to copy from Bhakti Samit Sindhu. The second one, the Bibhinnaṃsa Tattva, both the Mukta means liberated and Baddha means conditioned jivas, it is eternally separated parts and parcels. In these circumstances, Bhagavan Sri Krishna told to Arjuna, Gita chapter 15, slok number 7, Srimad Bhagavad Gita chapter 15, slok number 7, Mamaivaṃsa jiva loke jiva bhūtaḥ sanātanaḥ manaḥ sastāni indriyāni prakṛtisthāni karsati. Only you can type the first line, Mamaivaṃsa jiva loke jiva bhūtaḥ sanātanaḥ. The eternal jivas in this material world are certainly my separated parts and parcels, mean Vibhinnaṃsa. Only translate this part, no more. After that, you can quote the whole slok and whole translation. The eternal jivas in this material world are certainly my separated parts and parcels, within bracket Vibhinnaṃsa, bounded by material nature, they are attracted by the six senses, including the mind. About the circumstances, Srila Gurudev told, then have to copy from Prakash Gavritti complete. There are two types of jivas, Baddha jiv, conditioned souls, are subject to be control and covering by Maya, means within bracket Mahamaya or illusory Maya. And Mukta Jivas, liberated soul, are free from Maya. In these circumstances, Srila Kaviraj Goswami told in Chaitanya Charitamritam, Srila Kaviraj Goswami told in Chaitanya Charitamritam, Madhya Lila, chapter 22. Bengali prayer number 11 and 12. Nitya Mukta Nitya Krishna Charane Unmukh Krishna Parishad Naam Bhunje Sevasuk. And 12. Nitya Baddha Krishna Hoite Nitya Bahirmukh Nitya Sangsar Bhunje Narakadiduk. First prayer, then English meaning, then first prayer, English meaning. Vidhavidha Prakasam, Vidhavidha means Achintya Vidhavidha Tattva, the entire universe consisting of the conscious within bracket Chit and unconscious Achit within bracket is Sri Hari's Achintya Vidhavidha Prakas, that is to say, it is his manifestation which is inconceivably both different and non-different from him.
Sadhanam Shuddha Bhaktim. What is the sadhan? Is Shuddha Bhakti. That what Prahlad Mahārāja told to us, to told his father for the whole world. Sravanam Kirtanam Vishnu. Smaranam Padasevanam. This slok. Srimad Bhagavatam. Canto 7, Chapter 5, Slok number 23-24. Please copy from English Bhagavatam. And Saddha Tat Priti. Transcendental love and affection for Krishna is the one and only final object of attainment, is Saddha Vastu. But what purpose Mahaprabhu came to give us? Sabhakti Sriyam, which I have explained as before, what is Sabhakti and what is Sriyam. The beauty of Sabhakti, Sab means Krishna's own, means Srimati Radhika is own and her not direct bhakti. Beauty of our bhakti means Manjari Bhav, this is our Saddha. Now I am coming, this is the opinion of our Guru Varga, is Tattva Gata, means theory side, now rasa side. Aradhu Bhagavan Brajesatanaya Taddhama Vrindavanam Ramma Kachitupasana Brajavadhu Vargina Jakalpita Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanam Amalam Prima Pumartho Mahan Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Matamidam Tatra Daruna Paraha.
By the Mahaprabhu's opinion, and this is our Guru Varga's opinion. So Vishwanatha Chakravarti has told Aradhu Bhagavan. So Bhagavan is our worshipable deity. Who is Bhagavan? There are so many Bhagavan like Matsya Kurma, Varaha Nrisimha, etc. And even is Paravastha Rupa Sri Krishna is still Sri Bhagavan Ramchandra and Sri Majada Purushottam Bhagavan Ramchandra and bestower are all obstacles Sri Nrisimha Dev. They are our supreme Aradha. Chakrati Thakur is telling that Aradha, but not Supreme Aradha. Who is Aradha? Because for the definition of Bhagavan, which is mentioned there, is them also. Why they are not Supreme Aradha? Who is our Supreme Aradha? Then Chakrati is telling Brajesh Atanaya. Brajesh means Simati, Brajesh means Nanda Baba, his son. By this Brajesatanaya, by this word, Vishnathar will refute that he is son of Vasudev Maharaj. Yes, he is son of Vasudev Maharaj also, no problem. But our Supreme Aradha, not Vasudev Nandan. Our Supreme Aradha is Nanda Nandan Brajesatanaya. Where he lives? So to clear this point, Taddhama Vrindavanam, his eternal abode is Vrindavan. Why Vrindavan? Because Krishna's pastimes controlled by two different potency. One is Purnamasi Devi is arranging and controlling Krishna's all type of pastimes, and Vrinda Devi is controlling and arranging only pastime of Madhur Ras. So where Vrinda Devi lives and which belongs to her, the Vrindavan belongs to Vrinda Devi. So in these circumstances, how this belongs to Vrinda Devi, I want to clear this point. One, all Sakhis are going to Govinda Kunda. There Sri Bhaguru Rishi and others doing fire sacrifice. So all Brajavasi send their daughter to donate some like ghee and other thing, milk products, that their daughters will be get blessings from the rishis. So they are coming. In Danghati, nowadays the Sarup of Govardhan as before not like this. Danghati was such a narrow, like in Barsana Sakri Khor. Only one can pass through hardly. So Sri Krishna with Madhumangal and Subal check them there and told you have to pay tax, otherwise you could not pass through. Then they told, is this how became Krishna told, I am the king of this property. Then the Sakhis told, how became king? This property is inherited from your father or grandfather or forefather. No, because it mentioned in Gopal Tapani Upanishad, I am Gopal. So it is called Gopala Banam. So I am Gopal, this is my bone. Then Gopis replied, oh, Gopal means who nourish and protect the cows. You are Gopal, you and Madhumangal Subal, three are here. We are thousands of Sakhis, we are Gopali. Gopali means who nourishing and protecting cows. We are nourishing, we are milking, our father, our brother, they are all doing this, we are Gopali. So you are three, one side, we are thousand, another side. So majority must be granted. By this way, they defeat Krishna. Krishna, no, this is my property. Then they told, how come? Krishna told that this forest belongs to Vrinda Devi. The Gopis said, yes, we know that. Then how you became the owner of this? Then Krishna told, oh, Vrinda Devi is my wife. So if wife has any property, husband became owner. If husband any property, then wife became owner. By this way, they are debating. Then Lalita and Radha told, Vrinda is your wife, we never heard this. Then okay, call Vrinda. Vrinda was little behind. They called Vrinda. Then Lalita and Srimati Radhika asked Vrinda, oh Vrinda, is this black fellow your husband? Vrinda, hearing this, he turned off her face and told, what? This black fellow? I have no relation with this black fellow. He is Dabochi. I never like this black fellow. He's internally black and externally black. This forest belongs to me. And I donate this to Srimati Radhika. So Srimati Radhika is the owner of this forest. So this belongs to Vrinda Devi and she's arranging the Krishna's Madhuras pastime. So it's called Vrindavan. So Krishna's eternal abode is Vrindavan. What kind of upasana? Sadhana we have to do? Ramma kachit upasana brajabodhu vargina ja kalpita. Ramma means ramaniya, very beautiful. Upasana means worship, the practice what gopis did. I have to follow that. Brajabodhu vargina ja kalpita. Here it mentioned brajabodhu, not krishnabodhu. Because if it is krishnabodhu, then it will be sakya bhav. In braj, sakya bhav is not present, it's in latent position. So all gopis serving Krishna in paramour mood. So paramour mood, upasana in paramour mood is best. The gopis showed to us. This is the best upasana. Is there any proof that paramour mood upasana is best? Yes. And Krishna is Brajanatana? Yes. It all are proof in Srimad Bhagavatam. It mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam, Nandastu Atmaja Utpanne Jatallada Mahamana Ahuan Bipran Vedagana Suchisnata Alankrita. In this slok, in the 10th canto, that Krishna Nanda Vasan is mentioned there, and Gopis Paramour Mood is based, is mentioned in Raspanchadhyayi. If somebody want to know, have to go details in Raspanchadhyayi. And Prema Pumartho Mahan, and Prem, Krishna is not our ultimate goal, Krishna Prem is our ultimate goal, in which Gopis have in their heart, that kind of Prem we need. And this is the opinion of Sriman Mahaprabhu and opinion of our Guru Varga. We have no other, we have no respect in other opinion. So this is the Guru Varga's opinion according to us. So now this complete of point 22.